which they will receive their assignments into the office of the Holy Ministry, and we rejoice and we give thanks to God for that and for them. Tomorrow evening we celebrate the divine service of St. Mark the Evangelist, as one who was sent to proclaim the gospel for our sake, that we may hear and believe the word of God, that we may hear the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which even the demons do not have power over us. And so we sit here tonight. And this text, of course, is paired with the scapegoat from Leviticus 16, which we've spent some time in Sunday morning Bible class discussing. What Moses was commanded to tell Aaron to do in type and sign, Jesus now sends the 70 out to do in reality. The sacrifices of atonement are meant to prefigure the sacrifice of our Lord. And so Jesus sends his ministers out into the world, not to make atonement for their sins and for the sins of the people, but to proclaim that the atonement has been accomplished in the death of Jesus Christ. That's what Mark writes. That's what these men who are receiving their placements will proclaim in their congregations. That's what is proclaimed even now in this congregation here to you today. The Lord Jesus is the one who sheds his blood to set you free. That he is the one who sheds his blood to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There is not anything you have to do. There's not anything that is required of you. Anything you must do to impress God, to merit his favor. For it has all been done by Jesus, who has borne your sins in his body upon the cross, who has sprinkled the mercy seat, who has sprinkled the altar, who has sprinkled the tent of meeting, not made with hands, with his own blood, who has entered in once for all into the heavenly holy of holies to make reconciliation between you and the Father in heaven. And for his sake, for the sake of Jesus Christ, pierced, dead, and raised again, God is pleased with you once more. And so he sends ministers to proclaim that peace to you in the forgiveness of your sins. And it is sure and it is certain and it is valid, even in heaven. As if Christ, your dear Lord, were standing before you himself, inviting you to probe his wounds as he did St. Thomas. Even if you were trying to cling to him as did Mary Magdalene. When the pastor whom Jesus sends stands before you and declares, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. This is sure and valid even in heaven, because this is the will of God, that your sins be forgiven for Jesus' sake. For Jesus' sake. Not because you've impressed God, not because you've earned it, not because you deserve it, but because he loves you. Because he does not wish to leave you lost and abandoned. Because he does not wish to leave you as prey to the evil one. But because he will gather you as his own, dearly beloved. Because he will gather you to himself, because you belong to him and he loves you. Because he has inscribed, in fact, his name upon you in the waters of holy baptism. Now you know full well it doesn't always seem that way. It doesn't always feel that way. That who you are in Christ by baptism It doesn't always feel that way, that you're the child of God and heir of heaven. Yeah, that's great, so what? How's that going to pay my bills? How's that going to bring peace to my house, between my children and my siblings and my family? What does that mean as the world seems arrayed against me? In fact, it seems that the world is arrayed against me because of that. What good does it do me now? It is, as Jesus said in the Gospel on Sunday, we mourn and we lament, even now, as those who are pilgrims, and as sojourners, who are strangers in this world that is at enmity with Christ. And yet, we are those who wait on the Lord, for whom he declares us to be in baptism is 150% absolutely true. You are the beloved heir of God in Jesus Christ, the child and heir of heaven. And no matter what it is you suffer, no matter what it is you endure in this life, nothing will disprove that, nothing will take it away. Because Jesus has given himself to the death of the cross for your sake. He has poured out his blood to wash you clean, to cleanse you from your iniquities, to bear in his own body all your unrighteousness, all your uncleanness, and to carry it away, and to reconcile you to the Father. And so it is. The word that is proclaimed to you now is not, this is what you must do, but it is, this is what Jesus has done, and what Jesus continues to do for you, according to his grace and mercy, because he loves you, because it is the will of his Father, and because he will not see you lost and condemned. And so he calls and he sends and he appoints men to preach and proclaim his gospel, to wash in the bloody waters of baptism, to administer the body and the blood of the Holy Communion, and to forgive sins in the stead and by the command of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is all valid and sure and certain, even in heaven. For through the pastor, Christ, your dear Lord, is indeed dealing with you himself. In Jesus' name, amen.